Hello, fellow light catchers. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to share with you something that is very, very cool. Along with these stories about the Forest Friends, the illustrator T.B. Coates has been actually creating illustrations for these stories, and I would love for you to be able to see them. So, after you listen today, I want you to ask your parents very kindly if they would show you the Forest Friends illustrations. You can find them on Instagram at Light Catchers Podcast, or you can go to ccimble.com and click on podcast and see all of the illustrations and all of the backstories for your favorite Forest Friends. You are listening to the Light Catchers Podcast, a podcast of short stories written by me, your host, C.C. Kimmel, for you, my fellow light catchers. What is a light catcher, you might ask? Well, it's anyone who can find the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, and the light and the darkness. So if that describes you, these stories are yours. The first season is a series of stories about four friends who live in the forest and go on adventures. It's called, as you might guess, The Forest Friends. And as long as you're ready to listen, I'd like for you to sit back, kick up your feet, and catch the light with me. In the middle of the forest, in a cave beneath the roots of a giant oak tree, lived four friends. There was a fox named Fox, a bear named Bear, a doggy named Doggy, and a kitty cat they all called Kit. And every day they woke up in their cave beneath the roots of the giant oak tree, excited for an adventure. Fox woke up first, as he usually did, and began packing for their adventure. The Forest Friends made brownies the night before, so he had to make sure he packed them before Doggy woke up wanting to eat them all. Kit and Doggy came out shortly after, dressed for a fun day. Doggy started his typical morning routine of running around, sniffing, marking his territory, and wagging his tail whenever he got close to one of his friends. Kit curled up next to Fox and began licking her paws and combing her hair, as she usually did in the morning. Fox, Doggy, and Kit all went about their business, chatting and laughing, and talking about how excited they were when finally Kit asked, "Where's Bear?" They had all been so busy, they didn't notice that Bear wasn't out there with them. "I don't know. That's strange," Fox said as he walked over to the entrance of the cave. Inside, he heard Bear snoring. "I guess he's still asleep." Usually, Bear was up moments after Fox woke up, whistling as he made breakfast and chatting about how wonderful their home was. But every once in a while, it was hard for Bear to get up out of bed. "I guess we'll let him sleep a little bit longer while we get ready." Fox had a concerned look, but tried to get just back to packing for their adventure. Today, they were going to Wise and Beautiful Horsey and Good But Grumpy Owl's house to make and eat berry pies. They made the brownies the night before because everyone knows the best snack to have while making berry pies is a brownie. "He seemed so excited last night. It's weird that he's still sleeping," Doggy said as he sniffed closer to the cave. "Hey, Kit, do you mind going in and trying to wake him up? We need to get going if we're going to help pick the berries for our pie," Fox asked. "Sure thing, Fox," Kit said, jumping up and walking over to the cave with her head held high. As Kit entered, she could see that Bear was trying to wake up. "Hey, Bear, everything okay?" Kit asked, placing a gentle paw on his shoulder. Bear was still trying to open his eyes as he answered, I'm so sorry I slept in. I don't really know why I'm having such a hard time getting out of bed." "Are you feeling okay?" Kit asked. Bear hesitated. Yes, I'm feeling fine. I guess sometimes I need a little bit of extra sleep." "Okay, I hope that's why." Kit looked into his eyes and could tell Bear was thinking deeply about something. "Well, I know you're not going to want to miss out on picking berries, so we better get going. Kit walked out and turned around at the mouth of the cave. Let's go, Bear, she said with a smile. Bear paused again and looked at the little mirror inside their cave. Even though his eyes were awake, all he could think about was closing them and wondered why any of his friends liked him. By the time Bear got out, Fox had the bag packed and had a plate of breakfast and coffee ready for him. Bear nodded his head at Fox and said, "Thanks. Sorry I slept in." Doggy ran up to him and licked him. "Are you so excited to go to Wise and Beautiful Horsey and Good But Grumpy Owl's house? I've got flowers and rocks and sticks I've collected to give to them. So fun." Bear rubbed his paw on Doggy's head and said, "Yep, I'm excited. Let's get going." Fox and Doggy walked ahead of Bear, who had Kit on his back. Usually, Bear tried to race ahead of his friends, making Kit hold on for dear life, but today he was moving slowly. "Bear, we've got to speed up if we're going to get there in time to pick berries," Kit said. "I know, sorry. I guess I'm still just waking up." "Picking up the speed now," Bear said. Kit was really excited about a game her and Brenda were playing the day before, so she talked the entire time they were walking without really taking a breath. Bear listened, but also had a hard time paying attention. Bear was certain that the pie he was going to make wouldn't taste very good, and really wasn't sure if he wanted to be around all his friends. Fox and Doggy were still a far ways in front of them as they approached the hill leading up to Our Little Slice of Heaven, which is the name Wise and Beautiful Horsey gave to their home in Pastureland. Good But Grumpy Owl rolled his eyes every time she said it, but he knew that he had no real say in what they called their home. Usually, when Bear got to the hill, he raced up it as fast as he could while Kit both laughed and yelled at him for going so fast. But today, Bear continued at his sluggish pace. Kit finally stopped talking long enough to notice Bear's odd behavior. "Bear, why aren't you running?" Kit asked. "Oh, I guess I just felt like walking up the hill this time," Bear replied. "I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't seem like you're acting like yourself today." Bear took a deep breath. He didn't feel like himself either, and had noticed this happening more frequently. "Oh no, I'm fine. I didn't sleep well last night, so maybe I'm just having a hard time waking up." Fox and Doggy were already at Wise and Beautiful Horsey and Good But Grumpy Owl's house when Bear, with Kit on his back, got to the top of the hill. From the top of the hill, they could see the full expanse of Our Little Slice of Heaven stretching out in front of them. Leading up to the cluster of trees that comprised the main home, there was a giant pasture filled with flowers and trails. The path was lined with aspen trees, and at the edge of their property was every type of berry bush imaginable. As anyone who has ever been to Our Little Slice of Heaven can tell you, before your eyes take in the idyllic beauty of the home, your nose is overwhelmed by the best of every type of smell that can exist. It was impossible for someone to visit who doesn't stop, take a deep breath, and smile. Kit inhaled deeply, along with Bear, and jumped off his back to race down the aspen-lined path. Bear tried to smile as he followed Kit. He couldn't figure out why he couldn't snap out of whatever was bothering him and hoped it would just go away. But by the time he got to the door and could hear his friends laughing and dancing inside with Wise and Beautiful Horsey and Good But Grumpy Owl, he didn't feel like he could open the door. Without realizing it, a tear began to fall down his cheek, and he wondered if anyone would notice if he just turned around and walked back home. Just as he began to turn, Wise and Beautiful Horsey flung open the door. "Bear, there you are. Come on inside. I've got a special basket for you and..." Wise and Beautiful Horsey stopped, noticing the tear. "Bear, is everything okay?" "Yes, of course. I just got a bug in my eye and was trying to get it out before I came inside," Bear said, walking briskly past her into the center of the tree cluster. The main house at Our Little Slice of Heaven was made of a circle of giant maple trees with a hedge of lavender bushes between each trunk, creating a large, colorful circle. The inside was big enough for a horse to feel comfortable, but with enough trees to satisfy an owl. Hanging on the trunks of the trees were beautiful pieces of art Wise and Beautiful Horsey collected from all over the forest, along with classic wood furniture for hosting friends. One tree trunk was dedicated to Owl's favorite band posters, which he used to the full extent. At the base of his tree trunk was a record player, and lining all of the hedges was an incredible collection of records, books, and instruments. Despite Good But Grumpy Owl's disdain for the name, it truly was a little slice of heaven. Good But Grumpy Owl flew up to Bear when he walked in and said, "Hey Bear, I've got something to show you. I found a special release live version of Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Maybe if we could get Wise and Beautiful Horsey over there to turn off the dance music they're listening to, I can show it to you." Before Bear had a chance to respond, though, Wise and Beautiful Horsey turned the music off and cleared her throat to make an announcement. Doggy was still dancing long after the music stopped, and Kit and Fox kept giggling and covering their mouths as she talked. "I have special baskets for each of you as we go and get the berries. There's only one rule I have. That is, don't stop until your basket's filled up. Oh, and have fun." Wise and Beautiful Horsey delivered each of their baskets with a jump in her step and a big smile on her face. On the table in the middle of the home, Wise and Beautiful Horsey put all the flowers, rocks, and sticks Doggy brought her in a vase. She was always good at making good things better and bland things beautiful. Fox, Kit, Doggy, Wise and Beautiful Horsey all ran out the door as Good But Grumpy Owl flew through the tree canopy above them. Bear knew he had to go and grabbed his basket. On the basket, Wise and Beautiful Horsey had painted a picture of Bear smiling next to a giant hive filled with honey. He studied it and wondered how that could be the same Bear. Bear didn't realize how long he'd been staring at the picture on his basket that Wise and Beautiful Horsey painted, but it must have been a while. The door burst open, startling Bear, and Good But Grumpy Owl came through. "Oh, Good, you're okay. I've been flying everywhere trying to find you." Good But Grumpy Owl was a little out of breath. He would never say it out loud, but he was starting to get older and couldn't do the same things he used to do. Bear tried to come up with an excuse, tried to figure out some way to brush it off, but he couldn't do it anymore and slumped his big bear shoulders forward and began to cry. Good But Grumpy Owl looked up from trying to fix his shirt and make it fit over his owl belly. "Bear, are you okay?" Bear couldn't speak for a while, and Good But Grumpy Owl flew over and put his big wings around him. "It's okay, Bear. It's okay. I understand." "But how can you understand? I don't even understand," Bear finally said, a look of deep despair on his face. Good But Grumpy Owl sat down next to him. "There are days I wake up and feel a deep sadness I can't explain. Days I can't enjoy things I normally enjoy. Days when I don't want to be around anyone, even Wise and Beautiful Horsey, which is crazy." Bear's eyes got wide as Good But Grumpy Owl spoke. "You feel those things too?" "Yes, I've always had it. Underneath all of the joy and the friends and the fun and the delight, a deep sadness that I could fall into at any time." Bear wiped his eyes. A weight felt like it lifted off his shoulder, and it seemed like the whole room, the whole forest, the whole world was silent and calm. Bear finally spoke. "I always thought something was wrong with me, that there was a problem that kept me from being like my friends. Some days it's fine, but other days it's so hard to pretend like I'm okay." Good But Grumpy Owl stood up and looked deep into Bear's eyes. "There is nothing wrong with you, Bear. The sadness you feel, the sadness I feel underneath it all, is a superpower. It is a superpower that you will use to help others process pain, a superpower that will give you wisdom, kindness, and empathy. There is nothing wrong with you, Bear." Now, Good But Grumpy Owl teared up and sat back down next to Bear. They both felt the peace and calm of the room and forgot all about the berries at the edge of the pasture and the pies and the clouds moving across the sun. They sat in the joy of sadness, knowing they were okay. "Do you want to hear a song I've been working on?" Good But Grumpy Owl asked. "Yes, very much so," Bear said as Good But Grumpy Owl grabbed his guitar and started to play.
Sometimes I feel sad, and sometimes I feel blue. Lately I've been trying to keep the way I feel from you. And sometimes I can't sleep and wonder if you knew, would you still think of me the way I always think of you? Then I remember, I remember this sincere truth. The sun needs the clouds to shine so bright, and the day it needs the dark to have the light. And every song needs both the major and minor. It's gonna be worth your time, 'cause even sadness helps us fight the better fight.
Good But Grumpy Owl kept playing and singing as Bear closed his eyes and heard every thought he had ever had, and wept different tears, and knew that somehow everything was going to be okay in the middle of the beautiful forest in the great big world. Just as Good But Grumpy Owl finished up, Fox, Doggy, Kit, and Wise and Beautiful Horsey all walked through the door and immediately sensed that something important was happening. Wise and Beautiful Horsey spoke first. "I'm glad you two are together. Sometimes the thing we need more than anything is a great conversation in a beautiful place." Bear stood up. "Hey, friends. I know I haven't been myself today. Sometimes I feel sad, and I don't really have a reason for it." Bear paused, sniffling. "I guess I'm worried you won't like me when I'm not happy." Doggy ran up to him, his tongue hanging out ready to lick. "Bear, we don't love you because you're happy or you're sad. We love you because you're Bear." The rest of the forest friends crowded around Bear, hugging him and talking about all the things they loved about him. Wise and Beautiful Horsey walked over to Good But Grumpy Owl, kneeled down, and placed her head on his shoulder, whispering something the rest of the friends couldn't hear. "Well," Wise and Beautiful Horsey said, standing back up and walking over to the kitchen, "I think the only thing that makes sense to do now is make some berry pies while we snack on brownies." The forest friends all cheered, even Bear. "Hey, Good But Grumpy Owl, why didn't you play us that new record you found, the one you wanted to show Bear?" Good But Grumpy Owl couldn't believe it and realized there was nothing about a request that he could be grumpy about. It was a weird feeling, but he embraced it wholeheartedly. Fox walked up to Bear with a really full basket. "I picked enough for both of us, Bear." They smiled at each other and joined the others in the kitchen while the record played, and Jeff Tweedy's voice cut through the space, and the smell of berry pie filled our little slice of heaven until it was the only thing they ever wanted to smell for the rest of their life. After the pie was eaten and the record done, the forest friends hugged Wise and Beautiful Horsey and Good But Grumpy Owl and started walking back home. Fox and Doggy made sure to walk at Bear's pace and spent the time reminiscing, which is a word Fox taught them earlier that day, and laughing about all the silly things they had done. Kit chose not to talk, but instead just hugged Bear as she lay on his back, trying to transfer every bit of love in her body to his. As they got home and crawled into the cave, they all realized how tired they were. Bear lay down first, and then Fox, and then Doggy, and last Kit. They all snuggled into Bear a little bit tighter and all told him one more time how thankful they were that he was their friend. "Hey, Bear," Fox said, "maybe tonight you can tell us a story." Bear felt honored and cleared his throat. "Oh, okay. Well, in the middle of the forest, in a cave beneath the roots of the giant oak tree, lived four friends." Bear told the story of the day from his perspective as his friends listened intently. They almost all made it to the end, but sure enough, one by one, they each dozed off to sleep, and Bear could hardly finish the story himself before closing his eyes and smiling. Outside, the darkness shone and the clouds added color to the night sky as the song of the forest sang through the trees. the cool of the night mixed with the warmth of the cave, and the forest friends all snuggled close as they slept soundly. Thank you for listening to the Lightcatchers podcast. If you like these stories, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast as well as review us on iTunes. You can learn more about CC Kimmel at cckimmel.com.